Here's our question from Alex Thiel. He wrote, I moved to the Valley over 20 years ago. My fiancé has lived here for 40. She insists that the lights on South Mountain can be turned on in a way that spells out love. I've never heard or seen it. I've looked everywhere for confirmation, but to no avail. Any truth to this? Thanks, Alex, and thanks to your fiancé, Jessica Mitchell, as well. To find the answer to this question, I didn't have to leave the building. I just had to go talk to Eric Schechter. He's the director of engineering for KJZZ and KBAQ.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Good. All right. Tell me about the towers on South Mountain. Why are they there?
The towers on South Mountain have been there since the 1950s. They first started to support the early radio communication efforts of the Department of Public Safety. And as television and radio broadcasting grew, as Phoenix grew in population, more towers were added for TV and FM and other services over the years.
And we have a tower there. Can you tell us about our tower?
We do. Ours is 240 foot high, and it was just rebuilt in 2017. The original tower dated back to the mid to late 70s and suffered some structural problems, so we received the funding to build a new one.
Is that considered like fairly large for a tower? Is that like average size?
The tallest towers up there are about 300, 350 foot. So ours is right in the middle in terms of sizes.
You've been to the site, I'm sure. So
I've been working on South Mountain since 1983. So what, 35 years? And I've seen maybe half a dozen structures built over that time. The mountain has gone from a fairly rural area where we did not have fencing and we had javelina coming in and fox and coyote to a point where we had to increase security in the modern era. So there's a perimeter fence around there now, but it's still a nice little oasis in the middle of Phoenix. A lot of wildlife there at night.
And why do the towers have lights on them?
The towers have lights because they're required by the FAA so that airplanes coming over on approach to Sky Harbor can see them and identify them.
And can you control these lights in coordination with other lights to spell out words or shapes?
No. Toward that it was so, it would be a lot of fun if you could do that, but they blink, frankly, at a random interval compared to other towers. They're all controlled by photocells, so they come on at dusk and go off at dawn. It's kind of an uncoordinated ballet of lights up there.
So just to make sure they do not spell out the word love at any point, which is the specific question that even prompted this conversation.
Well, it's interesting that our listener brought that up because in an interview about 15 years ago, that's the first time I ever heard of this urban legend. An author brought it to my attention. I said, I've never heard that. That's interesting. But no, they don't spell out love. And depending where you are in the valley, it might be love spelled backwards if it were to exist. So unfortunately, no, but it's a nice urban legend.
And yeah, and also just can you help me understand the mechanics of like what the towers do?
The towers support antennas. The antennas actually radiate the signals. So for every tower that has an antenna on it, you have at the bottom of the tower, you'll have a building. And in that building, you'll have radio transmitters or television transmitters and associated equipment. Then there are cables that take that energy and transfer them up the tower to the antenna. And then it's actually the antenna that's responsible for propagating the signal out to your radio receiver or your TV aerial.
Cool. I'm excited. I just got to learn so much about towers.
Oh, God. I don't know where I would stop. I mean, it's an art and a science.